This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Farmers in Whatcom, Skagit, and Jefferson counties could lose hundreds of acres of prime farmland, all in the name of salmon recovery. The Army Corps of Engineers and State Fish and Wildlife have been studying the Puget Sound Nearshore Ecological Project, or PISNER, that would remove upstream dikes flooding farmlands below.
The one in Whatcom and the one in Skagit both take out not just farm ground, but it is really prime farmland. And in Whatcom, it's land that can't be replaced. It's prime potato seed crop area that has been set aside in state law for that purpose.
That's Tom Davis with the Washington Farm Bureau.
It's actually a restricted area established in state law that protects it as an area that's for production of potato crop industry in Washington. It can't be just moved to another part of the county. And yet that's what it says in the chief's report, the final PISNER report that was approved and then sent to Congress.
Davis says it would be a serious hit for farmers.
What it shows us is, you know, these folks might be good fish biologists, but they don't know a thing about agriculture. So our concern is it's going to take out prime farm ground. It's going to destroy the livelihoods of family farmers. And in the end, it will have an economic impact to these rural communities where ag is king.
To top it off, Davis says the impacted farmers were rarely, if ever, consulted. We'll tell you about that and more tomorrow.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.